Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world. And brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Bylines SB Nation Studios, in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated, but never duplicated, baby. We've been doing this 34 years. A lot of guys have tried. I've had chicks try this, and guess what? They ain't doing it no more. That's right, Ring Talk Live Worldwide celebrating 34 years of radio presence. Well, we're going to talk about, of course, Khabib. Khabib had a whole lot of Khabib, the unbeaten lightweight, of course, now the recognized lightweight champion of the UFC with a big asterisk next to it. Anyway, Conor McGregor having all kinds of issues with the cops this week, getting arrested, throwing a hand cart at a bus, and glass windows were broken, guys were hurt, people couldn't fight on the card. It was crazy, but it was all Conor McGregor, and it wasn't a publicity stunt. The guy's a drunken nut. Bottom line is a drunken nut. Think drunk Irishman. Think Conor McGregor. Sorry to be stereotypical, but you got it. That's just the reality of the situation. Add to that, the guy gets pounded on the head like a pongo drum. So combine those two things, not good when it comes to making decisions. And he made some really, really bad decisions this week, did Conor McGregor. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Eazy-E, Mr. E, Roy Engelbrecht will join me at about 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, the event coordinator for Saturday night's Battle at the Ballroom, the Fairmont Hotel, boxing in the city by the bay. So he talks MMA and boxing at 40 minutes past the hour. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Man, born in institution, the bang bang solution, igniting the spark of a human
revolution. Come on. Yesterday is still history. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-way world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
The MMA 155-pound belt, the lightweight title of UFC, is vacant. Khabib got it last night? I don't think so. As far as being an interim champion, Tony Ferguson hurt for the fifth time. Of course, a match with Khabib canceled a fifth time. I guess bad news on the part of both sides. But, you know, Khabib was going to fight Tony Ferguson, and then Max Holloway stepped in. The reigning featherweight champion said he was going to step up, fought 10 pounds, and fight him on, like, 5 days' notice. And then he couldn't make weight, and he was medically doing stuff that was like, I didn't want to get into what he was doing. I can't describe that kind of stuff on the radio. It was so gross, okay, trying to get down to 155 pounds. He couldn't make it, so he pulled in last-minute sub Al LaQuinta, who ended up going the route with Khabib. I don't know if Khabib took it easy on him or not, but at the end of the day, the Barclays Center, of course, was rocking and rolling, a $3 million gate, 17,000 people in attendance, but the highlight, without a doubt, was not Khabib. It was my girl, Rose Nahumanis. She calls herself the Thug. And that's not a derogatory term. She kicks your butt. She just comes out. Listen, when she went up against Joanna Jay, I think it was November of last year, she was like a prohibitive underdog. She was an out fight. In other words, she wasn't even considered like on the scoreboard as far as being able to win this fight. She had slim and none, and slim and left town 10 years ago. Okay, no chance whatsoever. People think, none. So what happens? She knocks Joanna Jay out in the first round, the blink of an eye. Boom! Lights out, snoring, going to sleep. No doubt about it. No controversy. Nobody saying nothing. Joanna Jay said, I had problems making weight. It was about me making weight. Yeah, right, Baba. Jedi lady. It didn't work that way. But anyway, Saturday night, Rose took her to school. Beat her hands down in a 5-round fight in the rematch. Of course, Joanna Jay favored again in this rematch by the oddsmakers. And was terrible, was so disrespectful, which is so makes her the Rodney Dangerfield of MMA, let alone the entire world of mixed martial arts. Not just female MMA, but all of MMA. Why do I say that? Because in the UFC pound-for-pound ratings, after she knocked out Joanna Jay, they had Joanna Jay ranked above her. And I'm up until like last week, that I don't know if they changed it now. After two losses, they might have changed it. But, I mean, who's running that website over there? A bunch of fans? Come on. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7500. So Khabib beats Al LaQuinta 50-44, 50-43, and 50-43, meaning Al never won a round, and a couple of those rounds were so one-sided that the judges decided to go 10-7 or 10-8 on that. Anyway, Joanna Jay, a loser to Rose, and of course, some of the other bouts on the card, well, not really worth mentioning because they sort of sucked. I mean, come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, and the main pay-per-view card, out of 5 fights that started at 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West, get this, 4 went to decision. 2 were 5-round fights. That's a long time. MMA fighters were sitting on their hands last night, biting their nails, this and that. You didn't know. It must have been a long, long, long evening, even if you were in live attendance or watching on pay-per-view, as it was a long evening. The one stop in the pay-per-view card was Chris Guzmacher, of course, stopping veteran Joe Lozon. That was a corner stoppage in the second round. Of course, Joe Lozon, long in the tooth, and he should retire. The preliminary card on Fox Sports 1, it featured females in the main event. Of course, Carolina Kowalowicz, Carolina K, I call her, beat Felice Herrig on a split decision, 29-28. So across the board. What I mean is that two judges had it 2 rounds and one for Carolina Kay. One judge had it 2 rounds and one for Felice Herrick. Carolina Kay winning a split decision. Some of the other fighters on the card, Ashley Evans-Smith was a winner in a women's flyweight bout, beating Beck Rawlings. Beck Rawlings has been around a while, but she got schooled here 30-27 or 3 rounds zip. And Devin Clark beat Mike Rodriguez. That sort of makes up UFC 223. But the highlight of UFC 23, of course, 223 was this brazen attack by Mr. Crazy Conor McGregor and his Irish crew. And I'm sorry to just, I got a text here that, you know, I'm being real racist towards Irish people and this thing. Come on, man. Listen, I hung around with Barry McGuigan. Let me tell you who Barry McGuigan was. He was a world champion, WBA featherweight champion out of Ireland. He was the Rage, the Cyclone, some of the Clone Cyclone, they called him, I believe. Of course, he was a world champion. He beat the great Ingles Pedroza, I think, for the title. And, I mean, he was just a great fighter, drawing all kinds of money, selling out arenas here and there. Of course, we went to Palm Springs, and we trained together in Palm Springs for about 4 weeks. He was down there for about 8 weeks. We were together for about 4 weeks as I was with Roberto Duran down there. And this was, 1986. Anyway, he's getting ready for Stevie Cruz. He would eventually lose to Stevie Cruz. But all the Irish guys who were hanging out there, man, these guys, I mean, they would shut down the bar and then drink outside on the patio in front of the bar at the hotel to like 5, 6 in the morning. When we came out to do road work at 6 o'clock in the morning, these guys were still drinking. They were still drinking. So I'm not being stereotypical. And incredibly, 3 hours later, they were up and working. So I guess you call them functional alcoholics. But that the Irish experience I got in training with Barry McGuigan and his buddies down in Palm Springs sort of led me to the belief that a lot of people drink from Ireland. You really? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Says Easy E. Roy Engelbrecht will be here, of course, at the about 40 minutes past the hour, I think, if the flights go well and all that kind of good stuff. UFC 223, a success as far as I said, the $3 million gate, 17,000 people. But, you know, I think you got to deliver more than that if you're going to charge people $70. That's a $70 pay-per-view, man. That's really not cool. $70, I mean, and you wonder why people become, you know, disillusioned with your product? Well, that's a good way to do it, making them go into their pockets and spend $70 a month. I heard John Signorella a hint earlier that he may have watched a few fights on the internet. And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I don't have a legal guy with me or a lawyer or anything like that, but I think if you can find a fight in Russian or in from Yugoslavia or something, like, if you can find on the internet a fight on the internet on a stream, I think you should be able to watch that without any guilt, without any worry, anything like that. You're not pirating anything. Somebody's showing the fight, and you're watching it. I mean, that doesn't, I think, make you culpable in a crime or anything like that. And I watch a good amount of MMA and boxing, as well as other stuff on the internet that's in that manner. It's just the way it's done. So some people have got problems with it. I don't have problems with it. I think they should be streaming a lot of stuff, especially the UFC. I think that the fact that, you know, they are so, how can I put this, the Fight Pass. At least they didn't go with the Fight Pass card last night. But that Fight Pass thing they've got going where they want to get the UFC junkies, the MMA junkies, the ones that got to know when, you know, people get hemorrhoids and all that kind of good stuff, all the inside stuff, and watch old fights. And, of course, they pay $10 a month to watch that. And they didn't have a Fight Pass card, the three or four fights they usually have on Fight Pass preceding the Fox, before the Fox card last night, of course, which aired at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. The pay-per-view card went at 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West. But all in all, four fights out of five going the distance on a pay-per-view card, yikes, that's a matchmaker's nightmare. And, you know, it's a fan's nightmare because nobody wants to sit that long and watch fights, except that Joanna Jay got her tail kicked over five rounds. And guess what? There is some justice. There is some justice, even the world of mixed martial arts, because Rose came back and she won. And, you know, Rose is her boyfriend, her fiancé. He was on the show in the past, and he called himself vertically challenged. And I didn't figure that until I looked at a picture of him. He's a shorter guy than he was a heavyweight. He fought as a heavyweight in UFC. Didn't have a great career or anything like that, but he was a good fighter. And he could punch and he can get knocked out as well, as is the case with most heavyweights. But he called himself vertically challenged, saying that he was the shortest heavyweight in the UFC division, that kind of good stuff. Well, now he's training her. He's training Rose Namajunas. And he trained her to one of the biggest upsets, I think, in MMA history, because going into that fight, the first fight with Joanna Jay, Rose, she only had 9 fights. She was 6-3. I mean, talk about a novice. 6-3, only 9 professional fights. And she goes in there and knocks out the pound-for-pound best woman in the world, maybe with the exception of course, the monster. Yee, you know who I'm talking about. I mean, come on. Nobody could really give it up for Chris Cyborg Santos. As far as females are concerned, I'm not trying to say she has an added male chromosome. I'll just put it to you like this. I would never fight that broad. 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. It looks like I gaffed the number on Facebook, but it's 415-275-1613. Shoot me a text on the show, MMA Boxing. We're talking that, of course, WrestleMania 34 coming up later today. Am I going to talk about that?
No.
Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
When I first saw her step on the scene, I learned how to be a champion from her. And then this week, how she's handled herself, I feel like I've learned how to not be a champion. So, you know, I appreciate all the lessons I've learned from her and share that octagon. And I just, you know, I wanted to use that as an opportunity. I kept reminding myself the reason why I'm fighting, you know. If you have a good reason behind what you're doing, it gives you all the power. And, you know, I just want to bring back the real, you know, honor and respect in martial arts, you know. And not, you know, we're doing our entertaining in the cage.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Talk to the hand.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take a chance on that?
Guess who I was hanging out with this past week? Mort Saul. Who is Mort Saul? Wow. The only real political philosopher we've ever had in modern comedy. He was like the first stand-up comedian. Came out in the 50s. He's, wow, 90. You're going to be 91 years old next month. Sharp as a tack. Spent some time with him in Mill Valley the other night. And I was just absolutely blown away by is his memory, man. The fact he can remember all these details from movies, from history, his time with the Kennedys, his time around President Nixon. I mean, he went into detail and all that kind of stuff, and he did it all in an entertaining hour, and afterwards he posed for pictures and things like that. So it was an incredible evening. I want to thank Rosario for getting me over to Mill Valley and seeing the great Morrisall. That was a fantastic evening, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, SB Nation Radio Network. Can I keep going? iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Listen, this show's heard by over 4 million people a week. Check it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that airs Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The MMA Hour, which is part of No Holds Barred, airs at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, that's on Sunday. We air an hour of pro wrestling in the host part. Then we come back with the MMA Hour, straight up 2 hours, live at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Now, the future of the UFC? What can I say? With this Conor McGregor thing really stealing all the news and criminal charges going on, things like that, you know, what's going to happen here? He was their biggest star. I mean, bar none. Who runs second to Conor McGregor in the UFC as far as popularity is concerned? Who? I mean, who could draw those pay-per-view? Who could turn the pay-per-view crank? And that's basically what it boils down for Dana, is that you have to turn the pay-per-view crank. He has to make money each month on these pay-per-views. And if the money starts to dwindle, this is a big company now. It's not, you know, in the old days it was Dana, the two Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. They ran the entire show. They owned everything outside of 13% of the company. And that was owned by the government of Dubai, the Arab Emirates. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is these guys are like running this multi-billion dollar non-corporation of business all by themselves, running like a mom-and-pop store. Of course, no less, no longer. The case, the UFC was sold for like $4 billion, almost like $5 billion in the latter part of 2017. Vastly overpriced, especially now when you look at the events that the UFC is putting forth. As I said, you can't go to the well every month for $70. And I think that if they were real sharp, they would start throwing people bones. In other words, instead of a pay-per-view night, they would buy 3 hours on still keep the night, but buy 3 hours on Fox Network and put 3 hours of free fights on Fox or work out a deal with Fox. But no, they don't want to do that. They just want to keep it's the greed involved because, believe it or not, pay-per-view is an incredibly profitable industry. Let me explain the world of pay-per-view to you, because few people know. But pay-per-view is like this. I'm going to charge $20 for a pay-per-view event. Okay, I'm throwing this big fight over in San Francisco, and I'm charging $20 for pay-per-view. The cable companies are coming out and saying, guess what, man? You know, this is a $20 event, and we're publicizing, and we're putting all this advertising into it. So they handle the advertising end of the event for the $10. See, we split the pay-per-view money down the middle, $10 each. The promoter gets the $10, and the cable company gets the $10. So that splits it down the middle, all right? So you don't have to generate that many homes to make a lot of money on pay-per-view. You just don't. I mean, if you had an event where you only do 100,000 people across the planet, and you charge across the country, and you charge $70 a pop, figure out the money. $7 million, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, okay? And that's money that's coming in over your live gate. Of course, they did $3 million last night. So while they are making money and while it is successful, what does that say about the future of the UFC? I mean, where are they going to go with it? Where can the UFC go right now? I mean, Khabib, you're going to have to get fighters for Khabib to fight, and they're going to have to be competitive, okay? In other words, you just can't have a guy all awesome and amazing and knocking guys out and drilling guys. And last night, I don't know if he took it easy on Al Quinter, not that last-minute sub, poor Al. Anyway, he took a licking and sort of kept on ticking because he lasted five rounds, but I thought he lasted five rounds due to the fact that Khabib gave him a pass. The next UFC card is going to come from Glendale, Arizona, the Gila River Arena, a place I never worked, but I've been to Glendale. April the 14th, of course, Ultimate Fighting Championship going down. Dustin Poirier, one of the better lightweights around, 155 pounds. He can really crack, and he's going against a guy that's incredibly talented in Justin Gaethje. So this is one fantastic lightweight main event, and this is free. Can I say it again? Free on Fox TV. I kid you not. So you've got to watch this, no doubt about it, April the 14th, 2018, on Fox. Take it back. This is on Fox, not on Fox Sports, on the regular Fox Network. And this is going to rock and roll. Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje, Carlos Condit, UFC veteran, take on Alex Oliveira, another UFC veteran. Some of the other people on the card, Michelle Waterson, taking on Courtney Casey. So Tim Bosch, the gatekeeper in the middleweight division. If you can't beat Tim, you don't fight for the title. He's taking on Antonio Carlos Jr. Wilson Race is on the card. He's an exciting fighter, taking on John Moraga. Christoph Zolko taking on Brad Tavares, and Shayna Dobson taking on Lauren Mill. That's a big, big, long card. If I went into it in depth, there's like 19 fights on the card, but that is the top of the bill, no doubt about that. And, of course, that's coming to you on Fox, baby. Fox, April the 14th. Check it out. Check out your TV listings. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Talking mixed martial arts at the moment. Of course, WrestleMania 34. I got another text. I'm not dogging WrestleMania 34. I'm not. And if you're a wrestling fan, I'm a wrestling fan. I like pro wrestling. But I don't like the WWE. There's a whole world of difference between professional wrestling and what they do in the WWE. I mean, professional wrestling is when guys used to talk smack and it wasn't scripted. When you write copy for guys to read, you know, that just isn't too good. You can tell they're reading. If they practice it 10 times, it sounds red. I know. So there's no spontaneity. There's no individualism. They can't be spontaneous. They have to read scripts. It gets old. The storyline's not there. They don't do wrestling moves anymore. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just like posing and storylines. And I really think that you've got to back the storylines up with good wrestling. And the WWE is not providing good wrestling. In fact, I think it's like sports entertainment, it sucks. Professional wrestling, I can get into that. In fact, I watch a bit of professional wrestling. Ring of Honor, of course, Impact Wrestling has been trying to improve its product. Of course, it's on Pop TV Thursday nights. Of course, Lucha Libre Underground. I mean, that's a fantastic, probably the best program of them all as far as pro wrestling is on TV. I mean, these guys, they put it together like you wouldn't believe. It's like a movie. They've got actors. It was fantastic. Good show, no doubt about it. Check your TV guide and your local listings for Lucha Libre Underground. This is the No Holds Barred Hour, of course, live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I'm looking at the UFC future. As I said, I talked about this card on the 12th, but outside of that, there's nothing that I would really jump at here. I'm gonna need pay-per-view Viagra to spend some money here to get me up to buy these fights. I'm gonna need some pay-per-view Viagra because UFC 224, the next pay-per-view card, they're going for it May the 12th, of course, in the main event. Good fighter, but of course that last fight she sort of like sucked. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes, of course, the world bantamweight champion who erased erased Ronda Rousey from the entire picture when she like brutalized Ronda. Of course, she's taking on Raquel Pennington. Pennington can fight, but maybe not to the level of Amanda Nunes or what Amanda was at a few years ago. When she fought Rousey, she was a go for it, a brutal, brutal tall girl. I mean, she had it all, I thought. Then afterwards, she became champion. I just think she got soft. Maybe she had problems making weight. I don't know what it was, but the bottom line is, she did not look as good in the last couple of fights as she did in the two fights prior to that. So I would say she's on the decline, and Raquel Pennington has a shot here, but it's like one of those slim and none chances, and Slim might have left town already. Reynaldo Souza, middleweight, 185 pounds, taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin can fight. That's in the co-main event, of course. That's at 185 pounds. A women's strawweight bout, Mackenzie Dern. They're really pushing this girl. They are really, really, really pushing this girl. I don't know if it's worthy of the push, but she's got the right complexion, they're in the right connection, that kind of good stuff. She can fight a little bit as well. Taking on Amanda Cooper, that's at 115 pounds. John Lineker's on the card. Lyoto Machida's on the card. Why is Lyoto still fighting? But guess who's Lyoto going to fight? Vitor Belfort. I had Vitor Belfort on the show like 15 years ago, something like that. I think it was like 15 years ago, and we did the translator thing, and it was like, you know, 15 years ago, and he's still fighting. Well, he says this is his retirement fight. That's right, his UFC 224, his retirement fight, Lyoto Machida and Vitor Belfort. Vitor Belfort having tested positive for Flintstone vitamins maybe more than once, at least once. And Lyoto Machida, a guy that's still long in the tooth, the hairs coming out of his nose are gray. That's not a good sign. And I don't know why guys stick around like that because, you know, the writing's on the wall. The writing is on the wall. You watch the movie Concussion, or if you think about the NFL, or you think about combat sports, this and that. Listen. You've got a 10-year grace period after the end of your athletic career as far as contact sports are concerned as to whether or not you have oncoming CTE. After about 10 years, things start to go really, really bad, and they haven't went bad for me in 30 years, so I'm really happy about that. What I'm trying to tell you is it's a short window of opportunity. And when you take punches you don't need to take, you pay a price somewhere down the line. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Coming up, the event coordinator, of course, for the big Battle of the Ballroom in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, last night. The Fairmont Hotel played host, of course, to professional boxing Kareem Mayfield, a hard hit in the main event. The man that put the event together, the event coordinator, Mr. Roy Engelbrecht, will join me after the break. You are tuned to the MMA Hour on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. I'll keep going. Sirius XM Satellite Sports, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Can I keep going? Yeah, but I don't have enough time. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. And it was, I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something. Oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Heaven help us.
The great Richard Pryor, what can I say? There are, of the Arizona populace, 85% of the Arizona populace is black. 80% is in jail. I think Richard's got a point there. That's a joke. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, SB Nation Radio Sports, Sports Byline, of course, coming to you each and every Sunday, of course, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We take our focus to the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. When we bring in the coordinator of SoCal Sports, of course, the man that put the event together last night at the Battle of the Ballroom, Fairmont Hotel, a history-making event, no doubt about that. Roy E. Big, Mr. Engelbrecht, a very big controversy, very good morning to you, and congratulations on a great event. I was tongue-tied there.
Well, you had a lot of talking last night. You were the ring announcer for Battle in the Ballroom, and it was a heck of an evening, and so I can understand why both of us are a little bit pooped, as they say.
Yeah, I've already done 1 hour live radio. I've got two more to go after this, so it's going to be a long day, no doubt about that. Roy Engelbrecht, I mean, the crowd came in last night. The place looked like it was pretty well filled up, and you know, Kareem and Mr. Takahashi put on one hell of a main event. And when I was calling for a rematch, it just said that was sort of like Ali Frazier. These guys are slugging it out. I mean, let's do it again.
Well, that's, you know, that I like rematches. I don't like rematch one right after another. I think you need to kind of build that up again. If in fact Hard Hitter Promotions and Tim Dwyer and Kareem, you know, want to continue in the promotions business, this was their coming out party at the Fairmont, which, as you know, Page was a 5-star resort. I mean, it's the nicest hotel, the oldest hotel in San Francisco. And it doesn't come without a pretty good price tag. So the next couple of days, they'll look at the numbers and see how successful it was and whether they come back for the second show. What I did hear from, I bet you, 10 people who knew me, knew my involvement in the sport, saying, Lloyd, you got to bring more shows back. This Bay Area needs it. We need a good show here. We need from the officials, the doctors, and the fans. So it seems like there is a need for an upscale, fun evening of sports.
Roy Engelbrecht's our guest, folks. You're tuned to the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The no commitment, guilt-free text line. I got some text to get to. I will in the show. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, USC 224, not all that exciting, man. If you want to spend $70 on it, go ahead. But, you know, I don't know, watch it later on YouTube. I mean, basically the fight card last night outside of the Rose Nahomanis card, a fight with Joanna Jay, outside of that, that was really not a pay-per-view card. It's not worth $70. And you don't want to pay $70, I think, for one fight. I think for $70, you should be entertained at your house for an entire evening. You really should. I mean, $70 on pay-per-view should get you 2 to 3 hours of decent entertainment. Not 4 out of 5 fights going the distance, whoever that new matchmaker is. Of course, Joe Silva, having been replaced at the UFC last year when the new management took over, that was a bit of a mistake. Hey, and speaking of new management, man, did they get to Joe Rogan or what? He was like a cheerleader last night. I mean, he kept cheerleading for that event. And, you know, the event was sort of like, put it this way, you needed a lot of Viagra, a lot of pay-per-view Viagra to watch that USC event last night if you paid $70 for it. Now, we go back to Southern California because Roy was having a problem with his phone line. And, Roy, are we better now?
I can hear you, Pedro, loud and clear.
All right, loud and clear.
Hope I'm better.
Now, Kareem Mayfield rocked and rolled last night. The crowd was there. The people were with him. Was the Fairmont happy? The hotel, I mean, having boxing there for the first time, and that was a different crowd for them. Were they happy?
It was definitely a different crowd for them. I heard this morning that they were beside themselves with happiness. We didn't have any problems. Their food and beverage sales were great. You've been in this business a long time. It's not your normal Saturday night reception or banquet crowd. It is a crowd that is a little rowdy, and that'll root for their favorite fighter, but everybody enjoyed themselves, and that's what it's all about. The key is a lot of those people came there that are Kareem family, friends, supporters. Ricardo Pinnell, family, friends, supporters. If you don't have them on the card, do we still have the same big crowd we had last night? And does Tim Dwyer and Hard Hitter Promotions want to risk that? That's why being a promoter is a gamble. You started something good, The only way to know if it's going to continue is to do it again and again and kind of build that clientele that they look forward to this special night out, dress up, come to the Fairmont, have some drinks, watch the fights, go clubbing afterwards. It makes it for a very nice Saturday night. Of course, we're the ones writing the checks, so we hope that we bring in more than we pay out.
The Fairmont's one hell of a place as far as history is concerned. I mean, every president has stayed there at the Fairmont Hotel. In the 90s, when Warren Beatty was dating Madonna, I was hanging out at the Fairmont working a case, and there was Warren Beatty in the bar waiting for Madonna to finish an Oakland show. So, I mean, you know, back in the day, now he's married, he's not the playboy that he was, but you know, in our era, Warren Beatty was like the king of playboys.
Yep.
No doubt about that. Now, let's talk about what you do in Southern California. You do both boxing and MMA. How did you combine the two?
Well, I was always a boxing promoter, as you know, and the state athletic commission, with a lot of lobbying by boxing promoters, kept on turning down the approval to allow MMA in the state. It was only in 2007 when they finally got the four votes needed that MMA was approved in California. And I had, you know, I was doing well at the Battle on the Ball and at the Irvine Marriott and other shows, but I had seen this cage fighting, and we all heard about this cage fighting and on Indian land. And I remember seeing a flyer on a Albertsons Safeway or Albertsons bulletin board, cage fighting in Saboba Casino on this Saturday. And I said, you know, I'm a promoter. I need to see what this is all about. And this is probably 2001. And I found out where Saboba was. This is before MapQuest, got some maps out and so forth. Drove out there on a Saturday, and it was raining. And I remember thinking, I've never been to the end of the earth, but I think I'm getting very close. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and it started to rain. And when I got to Saboba, out in an outdoor rickety rodeo arena with 2,000 people watching guys fight in a cage. And I said, they'll drive to the end of the earth and sit in the rain. I'm a promoter. I want those fans. And when MMA was approved in 2007, Scott Coker, Up Your Way, did the first event with Strikeforce at HP Pavilion at that time.
Yep.
A month later, Dana White, UFC, did at the Arrowhead Pond. And 2 weeks later, on a Sunday afternoon at the Irvine Marriott Ballroom, we did our first MMA show, sold out the place, 2 o'clock on a Sunday. And almost all my shows are hybrid shows. 2 MMA, 4 boxing, 3 MMA, 3 boxing. And we have to do it in a ring. We do it in a 24-foot ring with 5 ropes. And the fans like it because, Pedro, as you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, MMA were pretty much wrestlers. Everything was on the ground, and there was a boxing fan wanted more action. Now everybody in MMA stands up and strikes. It's like watching boxing with 4-ounce gloves.
Yeah, but Roy, my problem with the cage is that it's hard to look through, man. It really is. And the cage is bad on your eyes. And when you're sitting there as a fan, even in the front row, looking through that cage is a pain in, for lack of a better word, a pain in the ass. And what I'm trying to say is the box, MMA in the ring is the way it should be, man. It's always, I mean, Pride, I can go back to the early days. This cage stuff, they brought that along. I think it's a bit primitive.
Well, you're right. There is no doubt that viewing MMA as we do at our Fight Club OC shows is so easy for the consumer and the people sitting there and even watching at home. But the UFC had the cage and the octagon, and that's the mystique of the sport, and they're going to ride that pony, and that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
There is something about walking into a venue and seeing that cage there, which impresses the newbies, if you will. But from a viewing standpoint, from a customer-friendly standpoint, MMA in a ring is so much easier for everybody.
Does the USC have enough talent, and I'm not of the opinion they do, to keep pushing these pay-per-view events every month, $70? I mean, I looked at the card last night, and that really, the Rose Nahomanis and Joanna Jay fight was probably the best fight on the pay-per-view card, but I don't know if I'd want to pay $70 for that one fight. So do you think they're going to the well too often?
Well, they certainly are, but when the people that purchased them a year ago paid $4.2 billion with a B, you've got to get some sort of return, and so they've got to keep on pumping them out. What's going to be interesting to see is who's going to come on board as their television partner now that this is 2018 is the final year of the Fox contract. Is Netflix going to take it? Is YouTube going to take it? Is another internet going to take it? Is CBS going to buy in and pay an ungodly amount for the rights? Who knows? But I'll tell you, I think there's been a plateau. It has been plateauing out a little bit. We don't see it in our sport because we're the club promoter. There's a lot of young kids who need to get their start, so we can fill that void for them. But when you've got a big overhead, tremendous, that UFC has, or even Bellator has, though they have their own Viacom, you've got to be concerned that, in fact, your business model that was there was cranking years ago may not be the same. You know, can you find hidden value? That's the key. When you acquire something, when IMG Endeavor acquired $4.1 billion, most ever paid by for any sports franchise, they must have seen what's called hidden value. And, you know, I don't know what that is.
Or they just overpaid.
Or they just overpaid and they bought and it plateaued and now, we've got some real crazy guys on our team. People are getting injured more. The overweight problem, the dehydration, weight cutting. They've got a lot more black eyes, Pedro. I think you can agree. The UFC has had, or MMA has had, a lot more black eyes in the last 2 years than they had in the last 10 years, especially with weight cutting and crazy fighters.
$4.2 billion is $4,200 million.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Roy, closing out the show here, we're talking with Roy Umberg, of course, the man that runs SOCA. How do you say it? S-O-C-A Sports?
SOCA, which means Southern California. SOCA yeah. Fights.
SOCA
is
Fights.
The new name.
Okay, SOCAFights.com. Do they have an anticipated date as to whether or not they are going to come back to San Francisco? Are they looking at a date?
You know, if you were going to do this, I told Tim that if you're going to do something, do it every quarter. And so you could say July, you could come back at April, May, June, and come back in three months, a summertime event. I think they have to sit down with the Fairmont and look them in the eye and say, we're taking all the risk, Fairmont. We need a better deal. You didn't know us. We came in here. You didn't know if we were going to sell five tickets, but we are the kind of partners you want. We did deliver on what we said we were going to do, but now we got to be a little more partner on that because the Fairmont, as you know, is not a cheap venue. And when we're taking all the risk, we've got to have a better partner. So I hope that when Tim sits down with the Fairmont, they can hammer out something and do this four times a year. And that's what the Bay Area needs. And then you can get get some young kids, amateurs, turn pro. They can do it right now, and it just builds and builds and builds.
Have you talked to him about doing a mixed card with MMA as well?
No, but I would definitely talk to them because that opens up your young fighters who are ticket sellers on that, and we can do it in a ring.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I briefly mentioned that to Tim, but they're very boxing oriented. But hard hitter promotions can be either boxer and MMA. They both hit hard.
Roy Engelbrecht on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network MMA Hour. Roy, biggest, Mr. E, all the best to you, man. We'll talk soon.
Very good, Pedro. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but I'm not gonna. You are tuned to the Sports Byline MMA Hour.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Kareem Mayfield in the main event. Of course, that boxing card that was Saturday night. Of course, the Fairmont Hotel, City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, April 7, 2018. History, because a heavy heart for the hard hitter. Of course, his brother, Salim Tindall, was shot by BART police earlier this year. Of course, he had nothing in his hand, supposedly. So we don't know what's going on. A controversial police shooting, but we give our thoughts are always with the Mayfield family. In fact, I'm going to tell you like this. Kareem Mayfield is he's a role model. What do I mean by that? He's married. He's had the same girlfriend for a long time. They got married. They got kids. He got a job. He boxes professionally. You know, he's a mentor for kids in the neighborhood. He's a neighborhood leader for the Western Edition. I mean, Kareem is a total package. He really is. And I wish him the very best of luck, be it in boxing and in life, because Kareem Mayfield is a classy guy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Don't forget, No Holds Barred airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Two different shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sunday, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. I keep going, but I don't have enough time. I want to thank my executive producer. I want to thank Roy Engelbrecht. And, of course, I want to thank you for being part of the Ring Talk family. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But, hey, you know that.